Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, South Africa's jobs picture could soon look very different, or at least on paper. Stats South Africa is overhauling its quarterly labor force survey from the third quarter, fine-tuning how it measures informal work and underemployment. The aim, I understand, is to capture a more accurate snapshot of the country's shifting labor market. That would include street traders and gig workers, all in line with the latest international standards. I'm keen to talk about that, but this announcement also comes as today's fresh jobs data lands, and that offers a look, or a last look, at employment trends before the new methodology kicks in. I'm in conversation now with the Statistician General, Risenga Maluleki. Risenga, a very warm welcome to you. Let's start with today's data. The unemployment rate has risen to 33.2%. Any sense of what is driving this increase, despite more people, it seems, being employed?
Jeremy, let us start by saying that what makes employment gains or unemployment gains differs from quarter to quarter. However, what we have been seeing in our country is that unemployment has been rising steadily higher. So obviously, there is an issue of people who are entering the job market. Just beginning of this year, first quarter, we saw a number of people coming from high school as well as university entering the job market. But what in this quarter particularly drove unemployment percentage to go higher is because the number of the employed people did not increase much. In the first quarter, we were sitting at 16.8 million. We only went up by 19,000, and we went back still to 16.8 million people. Whereas on the unemployed side, first quarter, we were sitting at 8.2 million unemployed, that is actively looking for employment. That number went up by 140,000 to 8.4 million. So we have seen more people actively looking for employment increasing than the number of people that are employed increasing. That is what has driven this increase by 0.3 of a percentage point to 33.2%.
So if we have discouraged work seekers down, surely that should translate into a sharper drop in the unemployment rate, though?
Well, what we see is that, remember, when you look at the headline number, 33.2%, you don't include the discouraged work seekers. So what we have seen is that the discouraged work seekers were sitting at 3.5 million. They went down by 28,000. They dropped to 3.4 million. But those discouraged work seekers went to actively look for employment. So this is what we, the headline unemployment rate looks at people who were actively looking for employment. Now, when we take that 8.4 million plus 3.4 million who are your discouraged work seekers, plus another 800,000 who didn't look for employment, not because they were discouraged, but they had other reasons, we come to 12.6 million. That is what we call the expanded unemployment rate, which is sitting at 42.9%.
The concern is steadfast, I think, is that youth unemployment remains at 46.1%. I'm interested to know why there's been no movement in spite of more young people, if I've read the numbers correctly, actually finding work.
Well, one of the things that we should understand when it comes to youth unemployment is that they are the drivers of an increase in the number of the people that are unemployed. So let us look at it this way. Every year, the beginning of the year, you have more young people who come into the job market. Whether they are employed or not, it's something else. And once they come in, some will decide they are going to school. But if they don't get admitted, they then go and look for employment. And when they go and look for employment, they don't get employed. Their unemployment rate increases, or in some cases, quota on quota may remain the same.
Now, let's look at this provincially. Gauteng and the Eastern Cape gaining jobs, the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal seeing steep losses. Are you able to briefly tell me what explains these stark provincial contrasts?
For starters, different provinces have different takes when it comes to the industries of the economy. So let us look at Gauteng, for example, as well as Gauteng and the Western Cape. They are strongest economy. Their economies are driven largely by your finance, real estate, and other business services. And then from there, it's retail. So retail is usually centered around your city centers. So particularly, the Western Cape also has a strong emphasis of agriculture. And as we have seen, contrasted with Gauteng, agriculture lost 24,000 jobs. So in the loss of 24,000 jobs, including other industries, the Western Cape lost 117,000 jobs. Whereas Gauteng doesn't have much in terms of trade. It is driven by trade, as well as because of its larger population volume, it has what we call private households. And that then drives the gains that we have seen. In trade, we have seen 88,000 jobs being gained, Jeremy, followed by private household sitting at 28,000.
Let me reference very quickly the quarterly labor force survey, and there are key changes in the questionnaire. I'm interested to know going forward how these changes are going to impact our understanding of unemployment, particularly among younger South Africans, as we've just been discussing.
I don't see the changes or the improvements in the questionnaire going to change the jobs that are being created, or the jobs that are being lost. What we see, we will see, and the changes that we make usually help us to disaggregate further on issues of unemployment, underemployment, and other issues. So I don't foresee, it's like when you go to a neighborhood that has 100 people employed and another 10 people unemployed, and you ask further questions to understand more of their attributes, it won't change the unemployment numbers, but it will improve on disaggregation and reporting.
Was there pressure to change the survey format because of criticism from the outgoing chief executive of Capitec?
Certainly not, Jeremy. What has happened over time, we are part of the international labor conferences, and improvements have been done since we introduced the labor force survey for more than for almost two decades. And particularly since 2008, we have been putting improvements from time to time. So one thing that we should not do, as let's say, is we do appreciate issues that are raised by members of the public. And we did go to meet with this the former CEO of Capitec together with his management. And we have agreed on how we could work together going forward. However, Stetsesay should resist the temptation that when people raise issues, it is because the numbers are wrong. It gives us an opportunity to explain our methods, as well as telling them what we will do as improvements. But it's not driven by that. One of the things we should not do as a country is that we will make a big mistake as a country if we think this country doesn't have an unemployment challenge. And Stetsesay doesn't have to tell South Africans what they want to hear. We have to tell them the snapshot, the picture as it is. And that means that we should not buckle under pressure.
Yeah, the unvarnished truth is critical in this respect. That's the Statistician General, Risenga Maluleke. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.